Mr. Dedeky, right over here. And this will be your room.
Oh, thank you.
This is room 2424. I'm just gonna this card slides right in the slot here.
Oh, just like that.
There you go. And then here's your main living room here.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah, you've got
this is nice.
Flat screen TV.
Oh. Couch. I'll just never leave the room.
Yeah. And then if you come down this way, this is one of the bedrooms.
Oh. Okay. Oh. That looks comfy.
Yeah, it's very comfy. And then in here is a second bedroom.
Nice.
And then this is the shared bathroom for those two rooms.
Excellent.
And then if you follow me down here.
Sure.
This is the master bedroom.
Hey.
And you got a fireplace here.
Nice.
And then you have a balcony.
Oh, what's that overlook?
It's the dump, the garbage dump.
Oh.
Well.
Thanks. thank you. Everything looks great. Everything looks really, really great. Thank you. Thank you for all your help.
Sure. Thank you, Mr. Dedeky.
You're welcome. Yeah. Hey, you're welcome.
Have a lovely stay.
Thanks.
I'm John.
And I'm Drew.
And you're listening to The Hourcut,
our ever-growing library of everything, 1 hour at a time.
Tell us what it is right now.
What it is.
What are we still doing?
Summer. Summer series.
Summer series.
Yeah. You may have picked up on that.
Yeah.
From our topic.
How many is this? This isn't the last one, is it?
No, we got one more.
One more?
One more.
All right.
This is the penultimate summer series installment.
Summer series.
2013.
Cool, man.
013.
Cool.
Cool.
summer getaways, which, you know, this kind of like vacations, but I think we're maybe referring to an overall package, right? More of a...
It's a particular.
It's not a... It's generally... let me start over. I think this is more than a vacation because a lot of times you go to these things for prolonged periods.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. This isn't just a drop in the vacation bucket. This is it's in some cases it is the place that people go every year or every couple years, you know, or they've been going there.
Or they do something like this every year.
Yeah, yeah. They go to a similar type arrangement.
What's the minimum amount of time that you would say constitutes a summer getaway?
I think it's gotta be at least 5 days.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's like your bare minimum.
I was gonna say the bare minimum would be like 2 weeks.
Oh, really?
Well, I feel like 5 days, that's a vacation, right?
Maybe, but I think it depends on where you're going.
All right.
Yeah. I think this is more about the destination.
You need enough time to get settled in.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And then the range is much broader. Like, I mean, you could call it a vacation if you're there for a month,
yeah.
Right? But it let's be honest.
It's sort of a living experience,
yeah, yeah.
Right?
It's your summer residence, yeah. Summer home. Who am I?
I don't know.
Who is that? It sounds like Kate Blanchett summer. Trying to be, who was it? She was in that movie, The Aviator.
Oh, I don't know.
Katharine Hepburn. Yeah. Yeah. How odd.
I've never seen it.
It's terrible. She's terrible.
Aww.
But I think she got an Academy Award.
Rightly so.
Yeah, this is about these places. They have their own sort of culture unto themselves.
Yeah.
Which is sort of what came to mind when I minded this.
Yeah.
We actually, what really sort of got me thinking about this was you and I went to see The Way, Way Back.
Yeah.
Which takes place at a summer getaway community.
Sort of a beach house community, right?
Yeah. Lots of regulars.
Yeah.
I think that's one of the big components of this is there's lots of regulars.
It's an experience that I like, that particular one,
uh-huh.
like a beach house town.
Yeah.
It's one I don't think I've ever had.
I've never had that experience for that duration, you know.
Yeah.
Like the longest I've ever stayed at any place is maybe like 10 to 12 days. So I can see the appeal in some regard, you know. I mean, especially if it's really based on like geography and the climate and everything, you know, like let's say you spend your winters in, you know, Hotlanta or Tampa or someplace, you know, maybe you don't want to be there in the summer, you know, so it's more about, it's not necessarily like a vacation. It's just, you're going to exist. You're going to do the same things you ordinarily do. You're just going to do them elsewhere.
What a cop out.
Maybe you'll pretend to be on vacation.
It reminds me of, I was listening to, Prairie Home Companion the other day, and it might have been one of the Lake Wobegon stories.
Aren't they all Lake Wobegon? Like, isn't that just the subtitle of the show?
No,
Prairie Home Companion. Parentheses.
It's only 15 minutes of Lake the two-hour show.
Oh, all right.
And he was talking about how the people who live in like Wisconsin or Minnesota or whatever, that's wherever Lake Wobegon is.
Right. Is it a real place?
Well, no, it's fictional. But that's, you know, it's in a real state.
Right.
I think it's fictional. And he's talking about how they're built for winter. Like, they're built because they can take it.
Okay.
In such a way, you know.
The people or the places?
The people.
Okay.
The people. And I kind of, like, I latched on to that. I was like, yeah, man. And like, I sort of felt like I myself am built for, and not for winter, but for, you know, temperate climate. Like, or is it temperate that I'm thinking of? You get all the seasons.
Right.
You know. And there are people who can't do that, and they have to go to go somewhere that's like, you know, even keel all the time, every single day, same temperature, same weather, you know.
Whereas you're like, just spin that I'm dial, like,
yeah,
Mother
I don't
Nature.
Give it to me. I'll take whatever you got.
That's you're an adventurous soul. I think that's why that will be gone.
Just not a pansy.
Well, who says? I mean, these people aren't necessarily like they're not. They maybe could endure the seasons elsewhere, but like, why would you do that? And why
would you do
that? Why would you do that? But that's where the vacation element comes in, you know, because it's a slightly different lifestyle. It's more laid back. It's
yeah, I don't like that either.
You don't.
I want to focus on the beach house town.
Okay.
All of my opinions will be invalid because I've never experienced it. I'm going solely off of assumptions.
Not even for like a brief stay.
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe.
All right.
But one, I don't like.
Here we go.
Yeah. I don't like.
See if you can guess where Drew is about to go right
well,
now.
Yeah, you know the first point. Point number one. We all know the geographical particulars of these towns and what they're directly next to. We all know have a problem. But
would you be okay if they just put a big wall between the town and the beach?
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Actually, what I'm most averse to, I think, is the community. Like it seems like everyone's in each other's business, or it seems like, you know, you're expected to be social, you know, with everyone.
Yeah, these are your neighbors. And you,
right.
they're just as neighborly as your neighbors back home, but
they're more so, even more so, to an alarming degree. Like, I don't want to have to do anything with those people, you know? Isn't that the strangest thing too? Like, neighbors, right? You most likely have very little in common with your neighbor. It's a real crapshoot. Potluck. It's a real pot shot. It's a real shot put. It's like work, right? Like, any human could be in that house next to you.
Right.
Or in the office next to you, right?
Generally,
there's not the most you can bank on as far as having things in common is that you both liked the area, right?
Like, something drew you there.
That's like if you had to guess.
Yeah.
But beyond that, who knows, right?
Sure.
And so, like, the thought of, you know, having to spend time with my neighbors who could, you know, potentially be terrible
jackasses.
And if you establish that, like, that quote unquote friendship, you're stuck.
Yeah, you're committed to it.
They are right there.
That's true. If you're going to be there for any length of time, and they're going to be there,
yeah,
with you, right alongside you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't go home
every day.
You can't even go home to avoid them because that's where they are. Right?
Yeah. Well, that's why you go to the beach, because then at least you have a buffer. You have the buffer of all of the other people.
Yeah.
Right?
I suppose that might get worse.
I'm with you. I mean, I generally think, like, 2 hours with any group of people is plenty for, like, a few years, right? But... That's not entirely true, but I get what you're saying. I don't necessarily want to have the certainty that I'm going to be interacting with these people regularly. You know what? It's fine if, like, you want to hang out with them occasionally, but the proximity sort of necessitates that you will. The culture, I think, too, plays into that. You know, if some people buy into it, it's expected that everybody buys into it. Yeah. Otherwise, you are the aloof jerk who hates the beach and
never leaves his house.
Yeah.
We got an early start. We're gonna have a ball. We're gonna ride the surf. Yeah, that ain't all. Nothing is greater than the sand serpents out there. Unrock our boards just as soon as we get there. Stack them in the sand where they're breaking just right. Surfing all day and we're swinging all night. Vacation is here. Beach party tonight. Chalk on our boards.
Yeah. It is weird. Because you don't really feel that way on, like, another kind of vacation, right?
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to Disney World, right? Mm-hmm. You don't feel the compulsion or the expectation to, like, go hang out with the people in the hotel room next to you.
Right.
In fact, you'd probably get in trouble for doing that, you know? If you knock on their door every morning or you wait outside there, you just happen to be standing out on the balcony or something. Yeah.
Morning.
They're probably going to complain to the management, you know, or try to move to a new place. Yeah. But it's sort of, I guess when you're in a home situation where you have like a private rental home or a condo or something like that, you're sort of stuck.
That's weird to me too. Like a house that isn't yours.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's weird.
It's very strange. I had the hardest time wrapping my mind around that. Like my parents own a timeshare.
Yeah.
They bought it when I was like 12 or something. Mm-hmm. So we spent at least 4 or 5 summers in a row going to stay at the same location.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really like, it was hard to get my head around that. Like we quote unquote own it
with like other people though,
but,
right?
Right, right. But even at that, like it's like we quote unquote own it, but we don't like, we have no like decorating say or
right,
anything, you
right.
know, it's like a hotel room in that yeah. everything is sort of prefab.
Right.
But we technically it's supposed to be like home, you know, like we buy groceries and
yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
That's the weird zone.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Like it you is. Don't buy groceries on vacation.
That's
weird.
Crazy. That's crazy.
That's so absurd.
Yeah. Some people do it though.
But they do it. Yeah. yeah. Some people like to do it.
That's weird. Like you're making food in a house that's not even yours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're using other people's cookware.
Who knows what's been done on that with that cookware?
Oh.
It's
but
all
that is
strange.
Like, you find like other people's stuff.
Yeah,
you know, like just sort of left over. Left behind
Ew.
At the
yeah.
place. You know, well, the part that like always like. Surprises me. Like, so I've been to these kinds of places in a lot of different regions.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been like in a lake area or I've been by the beach, and I most recently was at a rental house in the woods, like up on
in
a
the
mountain.
Woods?
Yeah. Mm. And everybody who owns these places, they all seem to like shop at the same home decor store,
nice.
You know, but they shop in like a different corner of it or a different department.
Yeah.
You know, so like if you go to the beach, like everything you get is like nautical.
Seashells.
Yeah. Yeah. There's like seashells and pastel colors
yeah.
and like maybe some kind of like navy paraphernalia.
A watercolor of a ship.
Yeah. Yeah. Or like an anchor.
Yeah.
Like a centerpiece.
Are there any like plane propeller centerpieces? You can buy those.
Right. Or like mermaids.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or then, but then like we, at the one in the mountains, it was all like ski stuff. Even though I was there in the summer,
mm-hmm.
it was all like ski stuff. Cause I guess it's a ski area in the winter time. But yeah. So like I'm looking at this and I'm like, where do you get all
yeah.
of this skiing decor? where do you go for it?
There must be a warehouse, like you said, for people who rent houses.
Yeah.
In locations that have a theme and they have like the beach. They have ski resort,
uh-huh.
right? They have like Western.
Is it like a Cabela's or a Bass Pro Shops where they have like like different zones?
Yeah,
and you go there and you like just stock up. You just back the truck up and you buy all the beach stuff,
yep.
or you buy the mountain stuff. That's weird.
That reminds me. I mean, we stayed in a few like bed and breakfasts, which is. Oh my God.
That's probably even worse because the people are still there.
It is. You're all in the same building. And like this one we stayed at, there were no TVs in the rooms. Mm. There was a TV in the like living room that everyone shared.
Uh-huh.
And the worst part of this experience is that
everyone shared.
Well, it's terrible. Like, I mean, I'm a kid, by the way, in this scenario.
Right, sure.
And what I want to watch is not what everyone else in this bed and breakfast, because the bed and breakfast is like made up of seniors and, you know, people my parents' age
mm-hmm.
at the time and stuff. And like, I'm sure I was the only kid there. And like, So what am I going to do? TV is going to be, there's no chance.
Yeah, you know? Right.
And so I remember being really upset. I was so upset. There was nothing to do. Literally nothing. Like you know, it's funny because this was one of our usual road trips. And so I had stuff to occupy myself in the car, but none of it, like I didn't want to do anything with any of it.
This place like just drained all the enthusiasm out of you.
In fact, there was this may, I can't remember if this was this place or not. Cause there were a couple times where we stayed places that didn't have a television. Mm-hmm. And like, I was just at my wit's end.
I picture you like coming into these places. And, I know. Like, immediately like scanning for.
And I can't remember if this was the place, but I remember at one point I was like, I was so desperate. I thought, okay, I'll write a story, you know, like,
oh, good idea.
And I started writing this. I might still have it somewhere. I must, because I've read it since.
Drew was a boy who liked fun.
I started writing a story about like an adventurer guy who lived on the coast, and his buddy was like, hey, there's talk of this salvage in the ocean that could have some treasure on it. And like, I wrote this whole intro to the story, and that's all I ever got. You know, I finished, it occupied me for the time that it did, and then I was done with it, and I never went back to it.
Oh man, it's like still waiting there.
Yeah, yeah.
Waiting to be continued.
But the bed and breakfast, the worst part about the bed and breakfast is the meals. The family style meals.
Uh-huh.
Where they're like, we have dinner at 6 or whatever.
And yeah.
You're like, what? What do you mean you have dinner at 6? In my head, that's what's going on in my head.
Uh-huh.
And when I later learned that we would be eating dinner at a table with every other guest.
Surrounded by a bunch of strangers.
And compounding my anxiety was the fact that I was a very picky eater, even more so than I am now,
mm-hmm.
as a kid. And I knew I wasn't going to like what they were serving. And I didn't. It was chicken fried steak.
Ugh.
Which I'm sure, which, you know, people love. And I, no. It was terrible.
You look so sorrowful right now.
I'm wondering if my parents know how difficult that was for me. I mean, they'll know now.
Chew through that.
Well, just that whole bed and breakfast experience. Yeah. And I got scared because it was old. It was an old building. So I was like, it must be haunted.
Oh, sure.
And so I had no TV to distract me. So I'm laying in bed and all I can think about that night is like, oh my God, is this place haunted?
Did you have any encounters?
No encounters.
I actually, the last time I stayed at a bed and breakfast, it was in Cape Cod,
mm-hmm.
which is the only time I've ever been there. So that was whole, like, it was a foreign experience, not ever really spending time in the Northeast. And then, like, my luggage got lost on the way there.
Uh-huh.
And so we filed a claim with the airline, and they were going to deliver it. And I'm like, oh, okay, that's fine. But the house we were staying at was like 2-3 hours drive away from the airport. And so I'm thinking like we get there and it's like, you know, 9 o'clock or whatever by the time we all get it settled and everything. And so we go to bed, you know, 10:30, something like that. I'm thinking like I'm probably not going to see my luggage until like tomorrow afternoon, tomorrow night or something. Right.
Yeah.
So I just sort of write it off and that's fine. I get a call. My phone starts ringing at like 4:30 in the morning.
Yep.
And I answered, and it's the driver who's driving my luggage out to the house, and he needs directions get to the place. So it's the middle of the night. I'm in a spooky old house, and everything creaks.
Ugh.
There are like 1,000 doors into this house, and I have no idea where I'm at. And I'm trying to navigate to tell this guy, you know, how to get there. And I'm like, that's the, yeah, you turn onto that road and I'm still asleep, you know? And then I'm like, left, Right. You know, this is the man who has my luggage. Yeah. You know, if I piss him off, I don't get any of my clothes for the next like week and a half.
Plus and, you're occupied. Like, which, when is a ghost going to jump out?
Yeah. I'm like standing on the stairs waiting for the steps to like collapse and I'm going to slide into like a dungeon in a the basement pit. Or something.
Yeah.
I don't even think I'd met the owner at this point.
Oh
yeah. So like that element was creepy.
He's
too.
Probably like a creepy old man or something.
Of course he is. They what all are.
What are you doing?
Like a maroon cardigan with like skeletal fingers.
As he's jumping.
Yeah.
What's the matter, Mr. Dedeky? Are you a ghost? No. I own the building.
I'm the caretaker. I've always been the caretaker.
I've always been here. Yeah, Bed and Breakfast is the all-time worst, in my opinion. And I guess people like it, but...
they keep going to them.
I don't understand. I don't understand people who can just be okay with that setup.
Well, there's something about like that whole... I don't know, the environment itself, it seems like it makes people go a little bit mad.
A little bit crazy.
We all go a little mad sometimes, especially if we are in a summer getaway.
Yeah.
Like, so you've got like your neighbors, right? And they're all like wanting to hang out.
Yeah.
And then you've got like the stewards of these properties who have a weird sense of decorating and make weird meals.
They're all weird.
Everybody's weird. And then you like go, you get like that whole like towny sort of element, the like the fringe characters, you know, that are like they are that like community. They're there, you know, year round or whatever.
Yeah.
And they're all like grizzled and weird
and mad.
Yeah. Well, it's like their living probably depends at least somewhat on the tourism trade or, you know, the residuals of the tourism trade. So they're kind of in a certain way, like dependent upon you being there and your patronage or whatever. But you kind of get the sense that maybe they don't like that or they definitely don't like that. And so they're only going to be as like pleasant or accommodating as they absolutely have to.
I'm reminded of Fawlty Towers.
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever watch that?
Yeah. British?
Yeah. And I believe it was set in Torquay or something like that. I forget how it's pronounced. But it's, you know, like a sort of a getaway kind of town. It's not a resort by any means, but, you know, Basil Fawlty runs this hotel. Sort of, I guess it's a hotel. It's not a bed and breakfast.
But it feels like a bed and breakfast.
Yeah, sort of, like, to us, I think. But they have, you know, they sort of have a restaurant set up. Not everyone sits at one table. They have, like, a bunch of tables for eating. And then, but I remember one of the characters was this, like, old man. I feel like maybe they called him the general or something like that. But he was a guy who, like, essentially lived there. You know, and he was a regular. So I think it's a culture thing that I couldn't grasp, but I never could figure out if he lived there all the time or if like he spent his, you know, like vacation season there or what. But he was, maybe it was the major.
Yeah, that's it.
The major. And Basil Fawlty would always interact with the major, like seemingly, you know, pleasantly. At least initially, but there was also you always got this sense of like he immediately got bored with him, like upon engaging, you know, he was immediately disinterested.
Yeah,
in what he had to say. It was a great show, by the way.
That is a good show. I haven't seen that in forever.
It was on Netflix for a while.
Oh,
it might still be
nice.
But that's a good one. Put that in your queue.
Put in your queue.
If you got Netflix.
And hope that there's a TV wherever you're staying.
Hey, yeah, exactly. I stayed for work. I end up traveling a lot. And so I don't spend any extended amount of time in these places, but I have gone to places where you generally would spend sort of an extended amount of time. And this one client in particular will have their workshops on the West Coast a lot, basically as sort of incentive to get people to go. And this one in particular was sort of in this resort area in the California Hills or whatever. And there was like they had booked rooms just in the regular hotel, but the hotel had like messed something up, and they had like double booked, and they had this big group coming in that was staying in the hotel, so they moved all of us to their villas, right? So these are houses. Basically, and they put everyone in their own villa, which, thank God, by the way, like, I'm really glad I didn't have to share a villa, you know, like, not, you know, it's, I don't mean to be greedy or like, you know, wasteful, but
thank God I didn't have to share
my social
space with another human being within 1500 square feet.
My social anxieties being what they are, you know.
Yeah.
I was thankful to have the space to myself. But the funny thing was that, you know, I'm checking in. They tell me what happened, and I'm like, okay. And they say, you'll be staying in one of our villas. And I said, okay, that sounds nice. And the guy at the front desk says, it has 3 bedrooms. And I'm like, oh, cool. And he says, you could stay in a different bed every night.
Oh, my God.
And I think I say, yeah. And in my head, I'm like, why would I do that?
That is so much a thing, though. Like,
yeah.
God, that line of thinking. It they probably like run that joke by like every you know, like, single individual who goes into there. Yeah, like, you've got 3 beds.
Well, they probably
try each one.
You're probably right, because they then, like, you know, they have a little shuttle that takes you to your villa because it's not walking distance.
Right.
And they drove me to my, you know, another guy drives me to the room and shows me in, and he's like, you could sleep in a different bed every night. And I'm like, man, these people, like,
you would think they would get tired of saying that.
Yeah, exactly. But it was nice. But again, like, I just think, like, could I stay here for an extended amount of time? Like, it's just not, I think, because part of it for me is like, if I'm not at home, I want to be on the move, I think.
Uh-huh.
You know, so the longer I'm staying at a place, the more I am reminded that I'm not home.
Yeah. Yeah. It just doesn't feel right.
Yeah.
It's like it's like you can sort of cast that feeling away initially because everything's new and you're still sort of getting acclimated.
Exactly.
And you also, you don't entirely know like your boundaries yet.
Yeah.
Like you're like, you don't know the surrounding environment well enough to be like, you know, like there's still an element of surprise out there, you know, to look forward to. But after like a few days or so, you've sort of exhausted your immediate environment. You've learned the lay of the land. And then you kind of like start to realize like you don't belong here.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Or at least that's what I feel. Like, I have the hardest time, like in an extended setting like that. If I'm not occupied, you know.
Yeah.
It just doesn't it doesn't feel quite right to me.
Right.
And I think that also, going back to that comment you made about the food, the bed and breakfast situation. Oh. Like, the problem that I find there is, like, you may, like, really enjoy something that they bring to you. Like, they make something, and it may be the most awesome thing ever.
Right.
But it's, like, I guess it's like, the knowledge, like, I don't expect, like, to always, you know, order off of a menu or have this, like, you know, huge array of items to choose from, right? But it's, like, you go in your day-to-day life, you know,
you have a choice.
You have a choice, right. It's like, if you're not going out to a restaurant where they're going to prepare stuff for you, you are like picking the elements and putting them together or at least you theoretically have some kind of say in it, you know, like you and a significant
other. There's a discussion.
Yeah, yeah. It's not you don't just show up to a table and then a plate appears.
You're made a
cross your fingers.
Yeah. You are essentially made a child again. Like
yes.
When you're a kid, that is the setup, right? You just
right.
sort of have to hope like that whatever you're gonna get for a meal you're gonna like.
Yeah.
You know? And especially you know, dinner time, like you're kind of like, oh man, I hope we're having something I like tonight.
I hope it's pork chop night.
Because you're in trouble. Like you have no say. You
yeah.
know? And like you can't. There's no backup for you, right? You can't be
right.
like, well, later I'll go get, you know, Burger King. You
right.
can't do that. And that's the case
unless
sometimes.
Unless you live next to a Burger King.
Oh, that would have been my dream as a kid. Why didn't we live next to a Burger King?
Or a Casa.
Could you imagine? I'm sneaking out.
You sneak out to go to Casa.
I get a...
Look at that bike. On the wall.
Can I get a chicken fajita? How old are you, kid?
7? 24?
Yeah, that's it. The thing with the bed and the meals, the bed and breakfast meals, even there you may not have backup options.
Yeah. Yeah, you might
because a lot of times these places are sort of secluded.
Yeah.
And
that's the appeal for some reason.
Oh God, I know.
Like that's what sort of what sells people on these, a lot of these places.
If
know,
I
like,
but
somewhat remote.
Here's the problem with that. It's not really secluded because you're surrounded by people. I get the seclusion. Like I'm into that.
Sure.
But you're not really. Like if you're in a cabin on your own, seclusion.
Yeah.
But you're in this house with a bunch of other guests being made to eat things that you have no say in.
We probably sound like the most ungrateful
jerks
right
now.
I know. But I think it's just that like psychologically, you're like you're in a foreign setting and you don't, you know, you're not completely at ease. And then there's that huge X factor about the food.
Yeah.
You know?
You have, it's about control too. Like I sort of like to have control over my situation, and more of that taken away, the more uneasy I feel.
Totally.
What about like, I mean, obviously I don't think either of us have stayed in anything like this, but what about those weird, like crazy resorts things, like one that's made out of ice or like, underwater, you know what,
yeah,
you know what I'm talking
those,
about?
Yeah. Ridiculous. I would put, well, like the one that always comes to mind when somebody says like ridiculous resorts, I always think of that, Atlantis place. It's in like the Caribbean, I think, or Jamaica. It's on an island, and I think it's all that's on the island.
Okay,
like it's just this resort.
Yeah,
and it's like a series, kind of like what you described at that place in California, where it's like they have like two giant hotel towers.
Okay,
and they have like little cabanas,
bungalows.
Yeah, sort of around there, but it's all feeding into the same system.
What's a cabana?
That's so like, I guess basically like just a little beachfront hut, you know?
So like, it's like one room?
Maybe. And a
what's
bathroom.
A bungalow?
I think a bungalow is a more substantial structure.
Okay.
Yeah. Like a cabana is basically like a pool hut. You know, it's where you go, like you change into your pool clothes.
Yeah.
And you
beach
maybe...
clothes.
Yeah, your beach clothes, and maybe you have like a drink or something, and you sit in a chair in there. But for the most part, it's just like
you're not living there.
Yeah,
you're not sleeping there.
Well, probably not. I mean, some people probably do. That'd be a hell of a way to spend a summer.
Ugh. So this resort is like basically a private island kind of deal.
Kinda, yeah. But it's like that whole weird. Neighborhood thing on like a much grander scale, right? Because all of these people are here, right?
Yeah.
Like and I don't think you go to this island just for like an overnight type thing.
Right.
Because it's a bit of a journey to get there. You have to fly into another island and either take a boat or, you know, something over to it. So it's an investment to get there. And all you have is that resort. That's it.
There's a similar place it was featured on the show Dirty Jobs, where it's I think it was an island or something that you could only get to by car or boat or whatever, but on the island itself, they didn't allow cars at all. Like you couldn't get around by car.
Mm-hmm.
You could do, you know, bike or horse or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But part of the rules of being there was no driving cars.
Is this that place from The Prisoner?
What's The Prisoner? You mean the
show?
The white ball?
The village, yeah.
I don't know.
Does everybody have to
they all have
ride unicycles and penny farthies?
No. No. Word. I mean, it's like a modern place.
Oh, okay.
But it's just one of these places where they sort of like are trying to have... They want a community, you know... aesthetic.
They're engendering communal relations.
Well, they're like protecting the part of the protection of this community is like trying to stop pollution in the community. Mm-hmm. So I guess cars are, you know, a part of that.
Sure.
Not a part of that.
I can sort of get behind that.
Sure.
I mean, if that's your thing and you want to do that, go for it.
What about something that we learned about very recently that I don't have a lot of details on anymore, but the glamping. glamorous camping. And there was a butler.
Yeah.
So what was the setup? Do you remember?
Well, it was like tree things, right?
Was that part of it or was that a different thing?
I think that was it. Or maybe not. No,
I
maybe
think
that was
different.
That was different. But I get the idea, I guess, is that you are... So you're in an outdoorsy area, right?
It sounded to me like you don't actually camp.
Yeah, I mean that's basically what it is. It's you're in the camping setting,
yeah,
but you're not actually camping,
right?
Yeah, which sounds perfect to me.
And there's a butler.
The
camping butler.
I want it to be like a robot butler.
That would be excellent.
Because like, that would go further along with the anachronistic. blending of, you know, like modern convenience and roughing it,
right?
You know?
Yeah.
And I love too, like how all these places, like that type of thing, they strive to evoke this sort of bygone era of, you know, like covered wagons and
sure.
all this nonsense. And then you have a butler.
yeah.
You know?
Well, it is. It's all, and I don't say this to like judge anyone, but it is a lot of these getaways, right, are mm-hmm. evoking something.
Yeah, yeah.
That it's a safe version of whatever, right? Like it's a safe version of a deserted island.
Right.
Or it's the safe version of camping, or it's the safe version of I don't know, at living
the Titanic.
Yeah. Right, like yeah. like you're in the wilderness, you're in the wild, or you're in, you know.
You're in the desert.
Yeah, but you're taken care of.
Yeah.
Right? Which like, no, I don't hold anything against anyone for wanting to, like, get that experience, but do it safely.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah. It is, it does seem, it's hard to look past how disingenuous that seems at first.
Yeah, I think it just requires, you know, you to sort of acknowledge like, okay, we're doing this thing, you know, but like we're not really doing it, but we're getting a taste, you know, like we're sort of like we're observers of this thing, but we aren't participants.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's not all of them. Like some like getaways, I would say the majority, like that what we just talked about is a portion, right?
Yeah.
But a majority of them are just like going, getting pampered or going and like it's a home away from home type of thing, right?
Yeah. Well, it's part of the experience. It's like, you know, you're in a home setting, but like you don't really have to worry about, like you don't have to worry about the maintenance of the house.
Yeah.
So you don't have
to,
you know.
It's a full on like, a full on disregarding of responsibility, right?
Yeah, it's leisure.
You can completely completely like just forget about everything, kind of, you know.
Yeah, man.
Exist.
Leave your brain at the door.
Yeah. What about the like going back to the resorts thing? That was a big, as we've talked about before, prize package thing for Nickelodeon game shows. And
oh, yeah.
Really,
yeah.
Any game shows, right? Was your, like, 3 days.
Yeah, yeah. Your
4 days
excursion.
And three nights or
Harvey,
whatever.
Harvey, tell them what they want. They're going to the Poconos.
Where are the Poconos?
New York, I think.
Really?
Maybe.
What is it?
I don't know. I think it's like a hilly mountain community.
That's
or something.
A place.
Yeah, or maybe it like overlooks a valley.
Yeah,
I don't
they're
know.
Going to the Bahamas.
They're going to the Caribbean.
They're going to space camp. That's the resort.
Yeah.
What about it, like a space resort? You know,
there was one. I thought. Well, obviously not in space, but I thought that there was. I feel like there was some kind of like space themed resort.
But
that
there
somebody
has
had
to
built.
Be somebody's right now is working on the first orbital resort
hotel,
right? Yeah.
I hope it turns out like that one in 2001. You haven't seen that, but
yeah,
you should see it. There's like a moon orbit hotel.
Well, this would be Earth orbit.
Yeah. Well, we'll
but
get
that's,
there.
That's got to be now. That one, I will buckle down and I'll have dinner with everyone.
Freeze dried ice cream.
Yeah.
With everyone.
If it means I get to stay, and I don't even need a TV. But I'll do it. I'll go to that. That would be awesome.
That would be pretty cool.
How great would that be?
How long would you have to stay in order to make it worthwhile?
Well, what am I losing? Like, you say it as if 1 hour doesn't make it worthwhile.
Okay. Well, I guess maybe that
is it. The cost. Are you saying?
Well,
like,
no, maybe not worthwhile. But like, what? How long would you say you would need to stay there? What would be your optimal duration in
time.
Space? Yeah,
it's hard to say, you know, because like obviously I've never been in space. I mean, I am in space right now. Like uh-huh. Earth is in space, and I'm on Earth.
So you might as well just count this.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, this counts. No, so 31 years. I don't know.
You're like an orbital hipster.
At least 24 hours. Like I would at least want to see a full day, you know, of the Earth's rotation.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Like, and they could even put me in a little pod for that 24, as long as I could see the Earth, you know, mm-hmm. and if I had enough room to like float around, cause that'd be fun too.
Sure.
I think I'd be happy. You know, I imagine like, how long does it take to get bored in space? Like, I want to believe you would never get bored because you'd be constantly remembering, oh my God, I'm in space.
Every day you wake up and you're like,
but I'm sure that, you know, there are times when you're like, God, I'm bored. Right.
Well, that always seems to be like the in those sort of serious takes on like space habitation.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like it always seems like people are just they just get to the point where they're just sort of droning.
They go
on.
Stir crazy.
Yeah. So you'd think that maybe that does happen unless, you know, if you've got enough people up there with you, maybe
yeah.
That's what makes it less.
I mean, but the thing is, for me, I think that I would pay, given if I had the funds, the resources, you know, mm-hmm. I would pay a very, very large amount of money for a very short period of time in space.
Just to have that experience?
Yeah.
What if like you could, we're shooting beyond just that first space hotel or whatever. Uh-huh. You know, what if you get to the point where you've got like miniature golf in space?
Whoa.
And,
yeah.
And,
yes.
Would that be awesome? And you can go like space skiing, like jet skiing, but it through space.
Yeah.
And then, but everybody's going to be weird because it's one of those communities. Now, there you go. Now, would you stay up there if like your neighbors are always knocking on your capsule door? You like go out in the morning to like watch the sunrise.
I have to pick up my space
and there's like
newspaper.
50 people just floating around next
yeah.
to you.
Hey, Drew.
They like raise the visor. Yeah. Dun, dun, dun. Hey, Drew.
Hey.
Yeah.
Where are you going to the golf course later? No. You just stay in your pod all day. Yeah.
You got how many bedrooms you got in there? You could sleep in a different one every night.
You could sleep in a different Velcro sack every night. You can't get
Are there any other like regions that where you could see yourself, you know, maybe
like going for it?
Yeah, being cool with it. Say you know you're finally gonna do this, right? You're finally gonna take like an extended stay somewhere. Where would you go?
I think it would. So I think maybe it has to be so foreign that I appreciate being sort of coddled, you know.
Uh-huh.
So like anywhere in the U.S., it kind of frustrates me more than it is. Then it's comfortable.
Then it relaxes you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like I know how to take care of myself in the United States, so I don't need
leave me alone.
Yeah, but like if I go, you know, even somewhere as you know non-foreign as like England or any English speaking nation.
Okay.
If it's, you know, if the culture's different enough, I think I could appreciate, you know, being like at a bed of breakfast or something, because then like I kind of like I like that people are making decisions for me because I don't really know anything about where I am,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So that might be a situation.
Well, you're learning too, as you know, people are sort of guiding you in a particular direction. Yeah,
so there that
makes sense.
It would work for me there, I think, okay. But not if it's like. The problem is you go to somewhere foreign, and if you stay on like one of these resort grounds, then everyone's like treating you, then it's like everywhere else. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I get the impression that these places are all the same for the very reason that like people aren't, you know, sort of shocked by.
Right. Like people choose that option because they want.
They know
like,
what to expect.
They don't feel like capable of making decisions or managing, you know, that whole experience on their own.
Yeah.
Like sort of universally, there's that expectation. Like this is a particular type of travel experience. Yeah. Versus sort of the opposite, which
I could see it being nice, like going to a foreign place, foreign nation or whatever, and staying at a bed and breakfast style place and having the fallback of like saying, hey, you know, how do I go about this or that, right, to the owner, but not having to, like, rely on them completely.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds pretty ideal.
But to know that, like, if I don't figure out how to get myself dinner, there's a meal.
Somehow you can,
it. They'll, exactly.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's good. I could, I have trouble putting myself in a situation, like, where I would be okay with it. I feel like what I would need to do would have to be sort of like a project, you know? Like I could see myself going to I'd like to experience like Alaska, you know? Like some sort of like a small town in Alaska.
Huh.
But like I wouldn't want to do it as a vacation.
You'd want to like live there?
I'd want to like live and work there, you know. Even what's if I'm like just working on something for myself, you know. If I'm like if I have a project that's like consuming a lot of my time.
Solitude.
Yeah. Yeah. I could see myself doing that.
And daylight for 24 hours. Right?
Yes.
What
if I ever
or nighttime,
need to get away
right,
from vampires.
It does both, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think it does.
So tell me what's the like for that to work for you, what's the minimum amount of time like that you can be there and
I can make that work?
Like essentially like a day wouldn't do it, obviously, right? But like what's the minimum amount of time to where you feel comfortable sort of quote unquote living there?
Yeah. It would probably have to be more than a month.
Wow.
I think.
That's a commitment.
Yeah.
What if you hate it?
I'd have to go somewhere else.
Could you, though? I mean.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Well, maybe that works out, though. Maybe that would be better for actually getting the project done.
Yeah.
You know? Because, you run that sort of, like, there's a trade-off there. Like, you don't want to be too comfortable or become too.
Would you. Go ahead.
You don't want your. The leisure component of it or the exploration part of it, the part where you're like just learning about this community, you don't want that to eclipse whatever you're working on.
Right.
But I think I like that antagonism. I like the two things being at odds, you know, the competition I think is healthy.
I was just going to ask, like, would you find your, do you think you'd find yourself, like, going out in the community, like, you know, finding, like, a coffee spot, you know, or finding, like, whatever, right?
And yeah.
Becoming, would you become a regular somewhere?
Would they want to say,
oh, there's John, he's working on his project again?
I would think I would hope for that.
Who's that fellow huddled up in the corner? Oh, that's just, we don't know his name, but he's been here for a month. And
what if that's how that gets started?
Yeah.
What if that's how all these people like came to
crazies?
Be like the, the grizzled guys at the tavern.
Oh, he came here 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And he started working on a project and he's been doing it ever since.
Still working on it. How's your summer going, Earl?
That's your. That would be the response.
That's me. Yeah.
Yeah, and you told them your name is Earl.
Actually, John.
This is Earl. What? You told us your name was Earl.
I'm coming clean. Speaking of
I
clean,
get out of this place.
I'm gonna shave.
I'm turning over a new leaf.
Are you sure that's safe?
I know I look 60. I'm only 40.
That's what this coastal life will do to you. Wears you down. You like grab the vacationer.
Yeah, you can't handle it.
Don't let it happen to you.
You have the wild-eyed look in your face.
You're like breathing on with like sardine breath and crackers.
I've eaten sardines every day of my life for the past 10 years. Don't do what I did.
We're just here on vacation.
You'll get stuck. Everyone gets stuck.
Daddy, I want to go.
So do I.
Daddy, can I go with you?
Don't let the man go with us.
Oh, I'm coming. I'm coming along for the ride.
That sounds awesome. I like this scenario.
Let me get my spatula and we'll get out of here.
Yeah. Summer getaways. You know, once again, we've proved our ineptitude? Is that a word?
Ineptitude, yeah.
Our inability to enjoy ourselves in these types of situations.
Let's talk about this thing.
Yeah.
Isn't this great?
Oh, I never want to do it.
Never went. Don't want anything to do with it. The people that like that, suckers.
Yeah, you idiots.
Oh, man, yeah. All right. Put it in the archive.
I am not a number. I am a free man.